listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about God's answer to the prayer of faith. Reading to you from James chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, where we read this. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Notice where it says here in James chapter 5, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. Previously, James wrote how the sick should ask for prayer. Many people wonder if James guaranteed healing for the sick who are prayed for in faith. Some have interpreted the idea behind save the sick as not explicitly being healing and raise him up as being a reference to the ultimate resurrection. The reference to sins being forgiven adds to the idea that James here considers that this is a spiritual work and healing and not necessarily a physical healing. But the context of the statement demands that James does not exclude physical healing as an answer to prayer, though he does seem to mean something broader than only physical healing. We should pray for others in faith, expecting that God will heal them, then we leave the matter in God's hands. God does not grant immediate healing for every prayer of faith. And the reasons are hidden in the heart and mind of God. Still, there are many people who are not healed simply because there is no prayer of faith offered. The best approach in praying for the sick is to pray with humble confidence that they will be healed, unless God clearly and powerfully makes it clear that that is not His will. Having prayed, we leave the matter to God. Now, often we do not pray the prayer of faith out of a supposed concern for God's reputation in case there isn't a healing. We should always remember that God is big enough to handle His own reputation. James reminds us here in these verses what we should receive. He says this, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." You see, in writing about the need to pray for the suffering, for the sick, and for the sinning, James points to the effective nature of prayer when it is fervent and offered by a righteous man. The idea of fervent in this context is strong. Much of our prayer is not effective simply because it is not fervent. It is offered with a lukewarm attitude that almost asks God to care about something because we don't care very much about it. Effective prayer must be fervent, not because we must emotionally persuade a reluctant God, but because we must gain God's heart by being fervent for the things that He is. A righteous man offers this effective prayer. This is someone who recognizes the grounds of his righteousness, that they reside in Jesus, and whose personal walk is generally consistent with the righteousness that he does in fact have in Jesus. That kind of prayer avails much. And the answer that this fervent, righteous prayer brings, it will be in the wisdom and plan, not of man, but in the wisdom and plan of God. That will always avail. Today, you can trust God that He has promised it so and pray in faith.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.